Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program on SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, wherever you're tuning in via the SEN app. Our weather today, partly cloudy and 21. The weather in Adelaide tonight, the same. There's a 10% chance of rain throughout the day, but a top of 21. Yes, Origin is here. It is here, folks. It is finally at our doorstep. Well, if you're in Adelaide, it's at your doorstep. Coming up this morning, we are going to go live into Brisbane with Ben Davis and The Morning Show on SENQ 693 for the old-fashioned we're better than you, us versus them, Blues versus Maroons, Cattle Dog versus Queenslander debate. So we're just going old school, head-to-head, me versus Benny Davis. So I want you to help me win the battle of the broadcasters this morning, Origin style. Give me three reasons. So we've got about an hour or so, maybe a little bit longer before I have to fight Benny over the airwaves. So give me three reasons why New South Wales is better than Queensland. That's just how straightforward this debate's going to be, how juvenile it's going to get. So just give me three reasons. We'll bank them all together. And when Benny starts firing off Queensland, his Queensland mouth, I can just fire back. Well, yeah, we're better than you because one, two, and three. So why don't you join that this morning on 0457 736 736 or give me a call 1300 01 1170. We're going to bust down the game, of course. We're going to try and break it down and see who wins and why. But I need to win this debate this morning with Benny a bit later on. So give me three reasons why New South Wales better than Queensland. I'm going to give you one damn good reason why we are, because we got this bloke in our corner.
He's the chief sports writer at the Sydney Morning Herald. It's Wednesdays with Andrew Webster.
Are you pumped up?
I am pumped. Hey. You know why? I'll give you one reason why New South Wales is better than Queensland.
Yes.
We don't have any Queenslanders. I'll give you another little tip. We don't have many Victorians too.
Oh.
Can I read out my niece Ruby's text message to me?
Yes.
Early this morning. Happy Origin Day, Uncle Andrew.
Oh.
Got any inside goss on the camp? How are we looking? I'm that nervous wearing my signed jersey loud and proud. Tell the boys good luck from me.
Oh, that's sweet. How old is she?
That's exactly how I was. Oh, she's 15?
Yeah, great.
That's exactly how I was when I was a young teenager.
Yeah.
Before I become a jaded old sports hack and basically hate everyone and everything.
So have you got any goss? I mean, have you got the answer?
No, I don't actually have any much goss for it all. Everything's out.
Yeah.
Everything that's been needed to be said or broken has happened.
Has been said.
Bit of a funky twist, though, with Latrell being ruled out.
Well, that's the bombshell. There's always something, isn't there? And it happened while we were on air. We were starting to get whispers, and then Matty Johns on Monday morning said it to me. He goes, I'm getting whispers. So I thought, well, Johnsy, you can confirm it. I'm not going to because we couldn't confirm it. But obviously it happened on the Sunday night, and bingo, out you go. So the other part of that is, the other weird part, and I said this yesterday, Webby, it's been a weird build-up. If you take the bombshell out of Latrell being out, what else have we got to hang our hat on this series going into it? A colour of a jumper? Where we're playing it?
Yeah, that's a little bit. There was some good chat at the start of the camp with the selections. Like, I mean, both coaches have pulled some selection surprises, so that's always a good talking point. But it does, in the lead-up to the first game, it does tend to be a little bit flat unless there's an injury drama or a judiciary drama or someone says something. I think after what happened in 2020 when not even a New South Wales player as such, but the line was floated in the Telegraph about, you know, it being the worst Queensland team ever, and Wayne Bennett just went, thank you, I'll grab hold of that and plaster that all over the dressing room wall. No one's prepared to say anything too outrageous. There's been a little bit of niggle.
Yeah.
Jerome Luai saying to Selwyn Cobbo, come and get me, baby, if you want. But apart from that, it's been a bit quiet, and then it all went funky with Latrell being ruled out. I think that's a massive loss. I know that sounds like it's stating the obvious, but I just expected so much of what New South Wales did with the ball to go his way. I've written about that in the Herald a lot today. I know they were very excited about what Latrell could bring to the Origin Arena after missing 2022, but he's not going to be there, and I think it makes an already even contest even more evener.
I reckon one thing that's that can be evener.
That's good grammar.
It's also the great leveller. I reckon one thing, the focus on the jersey, I mean, that's just fluff on the side, and you absolutely nailed that, I reckon, yesterday in your column. And the focus on the neutral venue, I mean, you can go back through stats and look for neutral venue. That's all fine, but again, it's fluff. But there is a reality about the venue itself that I think's been missed here that's almost as big as, you know, Latrell coming out, is what type of game we get because of the venue that we've got and the surface that we've got. And it's going to essentially be a wet weather game of footy. There's a little bit of rain around, as I mentioned earlier, in Adelaide today. There's been a bit around. It's a short grass playing surface by nature. You and I have both been there, spent a lot of time there, and it's going to be a slippery game. So that, to me, is one of the most overlooked things in the build-up to this. Who does that favour, a wet weather style of Origin game?
Well, I don't know. Both teams have got, they're such strong teams, they can both get down and dirty if they have to. I thought the giveaway earlier in the camp was this line out of New South Wales that they've just basically spent so much of their preparation on defence. I think they forecast it was going to be not so much wet, but that it's going to be greasy. You talk, and I've heard Matty Johns talk about it last week on Morning Glory, about how players don't like playing there because, one, it's a rectangular field on a in a obscure sort of oval shape, and also the surface at that time of year. So, yeah, I don't think it'll be a high scoring game at all.
Mm. It brings the kickers into play, and we've got two of the very best in the game, as we should do in State of Origin. Nathan Cleary, of course, well, he writes his own kicking script, and I heard that he spent a lot of time last night after training, yesterday after training, doing, continuing to practice out there to try and get his bearings. And Daly Cherry-Evans, and Manly's form's been up and down this year, but if you watch it closely, Daly Cherry-Evans' kicking game this year has been bang on, has been spot on.
It was bang on in last year's series.
Correct. Correct.
He's the 40-20 demon.
Yeah.
Is he a demon?
Yeah.
Can he be a 40-20 demon? Anyway, he's very good at 40-20s. He was superb in the first game last year. Cameron Munster probably deserved man of the match honours, but Cherry Evans got it. But he was, don't dismiss him at all.
Is there, over the, what is it, almost three decades that you've been covering State of Origins.
Oh, God, that makes me feel so old.
I know. But is there something that you look for? Because you see patterns. Is there anything that you look for? You know, you get a little bit sort of psychological at this stage and you start to look for, oh, here's how the coach. I mean, yesterday Billy Slater had the straight face and Brad Fittler was being Brad Fittler.
Oh, he fired up a little bit, Billy.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. But, I mean, with good reason. He's there to defend his players and so he should. But is there something that you look for in the build-up to Origin that...
I always just want to see if the coaches are calm, you know. And I think Freddie, and I say this very respectfully of Brad Fittler because he's someone I've known for a long time and I get on great with him. But in the past, when he's been under the pump, he can't hide the stress. He's not very, he can be quite edgy. And I found him completely relaxed this camp. Yeah, I found him to be really, it actually looked like old Freddie. Back in 2018, 2019, when he first took over the job. Yeah. So if he's under pressure, and let's not underestimate the pressure that they're under, because if they don't nail Adelaide, they go to Suncorp in 3 weeks' time trying to salvage the series. Never easy. I think he's won one game there at Suncorp in 5 matches since he's been coached, Brad Fittler. So it's always a tough assignment. You certainly don't want to be going there to save the series.
A lot of people see Billy Slater at that press conference yesterday, and when he gets into Origin mode, he gets very serious, Serious Sam. But a lot of people didn't see Billy Slater when he was playing. He was a very meticulous, very straightforward, very direct, very keep it simple, serious player, wasn't he? So
him and Cameron Smith.
Yeah, by virtue of which we shouldn't be surprised, is what I'm saying, of the Billy Slater that we see. But do you think the enormity of the pressure, the pressure that's been put on Freddie is always going to be there. It doesn't matter who's in that position. But the pressure that has to be bearing down on Billy Slater, knowing that he's left out Dane Gagai, knowing that he's left out Kalyn Ponga, he knows that if those selection choices go wrong, there's big pressure on him.
100%. But I don't think Ponga was that. Like, it was, people think it's a big call. I thought it was the right call. Like, I just thought I thought it was a brave call, and not one done on a whim either. As I said, like, Billy and Cameron have approached Origin like they did their careers because they were just so thorough and so meticulous in the way that they prepared as players for the Melbourne Storm or Queensland or Australia. And I saw it from close range. And you could tell the way that they approached last year, it was exactly the same.
Mm.
The way that they managed to overcome the loss of Cameron Munster in game 3 last year, that's pretty smart coaching. The way that they approached that third game, the way that they niggled, the way that they did, and the way that they just ground out the victory that they did in that decider. I expect them to do the same in this game tonight.
So a couple of things this morning, listeners. We want to know three reasons why New South Wales is better than Queensland, or if you're listening to us outside of New South Wales, you can go vice versa if you want. We'll just park them to one side when I get to Benny Davis a bit later on. You've tipped Queensland to win this by 2. We'll dig into the reasons why that is the case. I think it's going to be close, and I'm still sort of tossing and turning as to which way I'm going to go. But what we also want to do is have a look at the Origin matchups. So we'll go through the hitmen, the middlemen, the halves, the playmakers, and even the referee and the impact that the referee will have on this game. And in particular, sin bins, six agains, and penalties. I think HIAs will be a massive part of this game as well. Could be, obviously, a massive part of this game. So we're going to break all those down. Who wins the battle of those key Origin matchups? And at the end of it all, we'll get to the reason why Webby's picked Queensland to win by just a couple of points. 0457 736 736. Dive into all of that or give us a call this morning on 1300 01 1170.